Turn with me to Hebrews 12. We looked at being like Jesus. If we'll be like Him, we'll be all right. We'll do right and talk right and act right and react right. And I'm not sure if I'll ever get to where how He reacted to things. That'd probably be a tough one, to be honest. But I have looked at praying and living and loving and speaking. I'm going to try to look tonight at something that some people say I'm wasting my time. I want to look at believing like Jesus. Some would say I'm wasting my time because some say that Jesus didn't need faith while He walked this world. And I understand to some degree why they would say that. But I just don't agree with it. They say that Jesus didn't need faith because He was God. And being God, He had the divine ability to handle whatever came up, and therefore He didn't need faith. But they seem to forget the fact that the Bible talks about, in fact, Philippians 2:7 says, "But He made Himself of no reputation and took upon Him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men." Now, He never ceased being God. He never loosed or lost His deity. He always was 100% God, but He also was 100% man. And therefore, there were certain things as He walked this earth that He had to deal with. He had never been tired before, but in that body He got tired. He had never needed food before, but in that body He had to take time to eat and to drink. He had never so many things that body limited Him. And He willingly lowered Himself and somewhat, it's kind of like this, He put His divine attributes on hold. Or put it in park. He didn't get rid of them, but He just didn't use them. And I believe, therefore, He did need faith. In Hebrews 12, verse 2, it says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." It says there that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the A to Z of our faith. And that word author does mean the originator. It came from Him. But it has the idea also of this, a preeminent example. A preeminent example. In other words, He was an example. In fact, He was the best example of faith. If you want to find somebody who had faith, look at Jesus. Well, that's kind of what we've said already. If you look at somebody who loves or prays or gives or lives or speaks, right, look at Jesus. And that's why we're looking at Him and hopefully asking the Lord to help us to be like Him. Sometimes a little child will say, "I just want to be like my daddy or like my mama." And that's okay to a degree. But we can say, "I want to be like Jesus," and it'll be a good thing. The more we're like Him, the better. Notice what Jesus says about Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him, in other words, He looked ahead toward that had not yet happened. For the joy, He wasn't joyful on the cross. He wasn't rejoicing, humanly speaking, on the cross. He was in agony. He was hurting. He was suffering miserably, but He looked past the agony and He saw, could I say the word, by faith, that had not yet happened as though it had. And He looked by faith ahead to what was going to happen. It says there, He despised the shame All that he is facing right now, he endured faithfully. And he didn't even esteem it as something traumatic or dramatic, because he knew what he's facing now is going to be temporary. By faith, he looked ahead. Are you getting this at all? By faith, he looked ahead, and therefore seeing what was ahead, what was going to happen, what he believed would happen that had not yet happened, he endured the present. He endured the cross. He went through what he's going through now because he knew it had a good end. I'll tell you, hanging on that cross, most people thought, boy, what a tragedy. What a heartache. I know of nothing in this world, in all of its history, as traumatic as the cross, as horrible as the cross. A man hanging on a cross, dying in such a terrible death. But not only a man, God, being turned away from by everybody, including the Father. What a horrible scene, but what a wonderful scene. And Jesus endured what he's facing now because he knew, he believed. He believed that it's going to be all right. That's how we should do. We should endure our now, believing there's going to be a good end. Face what we're facing now in our horrible present. What you're facing right now may be terrible, may be almost seemingly more than you can bear. Well, faith says, keep on walking. Keep on being faithful, for God will make it better in the end. That's what faith is. Jesus trusted, could have said, the Father to give a good end. And if that isn't faith, I don't know what it is. To help me now, to believe and to be faithful for what's ahead. What a wonderful thought that is. Mark 1:35, Jesus talks about him praying. I believe that tells us he was a man of faith. Why would he pray if it wasn't some exercise of faith? I know he could just talk to his Father and commune with him, but there's more to his prayer life than them just chatting together. He is asking and receiving from the Father. It says in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. He was praying to the Father. John 11:41, Jesus is standing at the grave of Lazarus, and here's what he says to the Father. Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. He is depending on the Father to raise Lazarus. And he is thanking the Father, listen, before it happened, that it's going to happen. You've already heard me. I'm telling you, he was a man of faith. He believed and he expected. Now, faith is not a blind leap. It is not a leap in the dark. Some seem to think that it is. Faith is not God saying, I want you to believe, even though there's no evidence at all. Now, sometimes you'll have to believe when you don't see a thing. But our faith is based on something real. It's based on the Word of God. And I want to tell you what, there's nothing better than getting a promise from the book about something you're praying for. And God has said, you trust me, you live for me and walk for me and ask me and I will grant your petition. But by faith we have to expect. Jesus was a man of faith. He prayed believing and expecting. And when we stand on this word, we can know for sure that our request is coming. The word of God is sure. It's always right. It never changes. It's settled forever. The psalmist said like this, in God I will praise his word. In God I will put my trust. Oh, I read through this Bible and I find times when God says he's going to do something. Well, I want to tell you, if he said he's going to do it, I can trust him to do it. I said, I can trust him to do it. That means I can have faith. I can depend on it. I can expect it. And that's faith. And that's what Jesus did. He believed. He had faith. He trusted. Even Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and thy hearing by the word of God. This word will give you faith. Because you read it and you say, well, God did say that, didn't he? God did promise that, didn't he? I say this, Jesus believed and never doubted. Well, I wish I could say that about myself. And since he can and since he did, I could too. If Jesus never doubted, I don't have to doubt. If Jesus always believed and walked by faith, so can I. I want that. I desire that. I need that. I want to be like Jesus as far as this thing of faith, where I just believe. I just trust. I just know it's going to happen. I don't know how. To me, it seems impossible. In fact, it is impossible, but it isn't impossible to God. God can. God will. God is. The psalmist said like this, I saw the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Opposite of faith. He said, I saw the Lord and he heard me and he helped me. What a good God we've got. That's the kind of God Jesus spoke to. He even being the Son of God. I say first, Jesus trusted the Father and had faith. During his times of silence, I thought about this. When he was 12 years old, we haven't heard a thing about him. From his birth to when he's about 2 years old, we hear one thing. And from about 2 years old to 12 years old, we hear nothing. And even though he's maturing and he's growing and he is a little boy and he does little boy things, he is still God. But there are some years of silence until Luke 2:49, when he goes to the temple with his parents, his mama and his stepdad, and they're heading back home and find out he's gone. They go back and finally find him, and here's what he says to them. How is it that you sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? Now hear me. There's not a whole lot of hoopla about his life. In fact, there ain't been a thing said since the wise men came. There's not a word. For years, there's silence. The Bible doesn't say one word about him. And now when it does seem to just for a moment bring him up and just kind of mention a little bit about what he's doing. He is doing the Father's will. And I thought about that. And I thought about this. He is trusting the Father through those years of silence. I wonder as a little boy, now I know he's God and I'm humanizing him, but I wonder as a little boy, he didn't say, boy, I wish this thing would hurry up. I want to get busy. I want to get out and get on my ministry and get to my mission. But there's times of silence where nothing's mentioned. It seems like nothing's happening. He's just living day to day. But in those silent years, here's a little boy who is trusting the Father, having faith in him. And I want to tell you something. Those silent times, it's when we need to have faith more than any other time, probably. When we talk to him and we don't hear a thing. When we do what we need to do and it seems like there's no progress. When it seems like heaven's quiet and you preach and nothing happens and you teach and nothing happens and you sing and nothing happens and you witness and nothing happens and it seems like you do the best you can and it seems like everything's so silent and so still and you wonder where in the world is God? I tell you what, that's when you need faith. That's when you need to, like never before, perhaps, trust Him. Trust Him during the silent times. When it seems like nothing is happening. When your prayer has not yet been answered. When the need has not yet been met. When the problem has not yet been taken care of. When the circumstances have not yet improved, when it seems like heaven is still and everybody's silent up there, that's when we need your faith. When you haven't seen it happen yet, and it seems like God's not working at all, that's when you need faith. And that's when you can have faith. He had faith during the times of silence. I thought about this. I thought about when Jesus came to John the Baptist. John said, "Are you kidding me?" That's the Shoemaker version. "I have need to be baptized of thee, and you have come to me." And Jesus said, "Suffer it now to be so." And here's what he said, "Suffer it to be so now. For thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." He said, "It is a Father's will for me to be baptized. I'm going to be baptized." He is in the process now of starting his serving ministry. Oh, there's been some years of silence, but those silences are broken now. And now he begins to serve. Kosua could have said it like this. He trusted the Father and had faith not only during his times of silence, but during his times of serving. He said, "We're going to do what's right, even though it doesn't make sense. Even though you don't understand it," Jesus said, "I'm still going to do what's right." Hey, what about later on when he was tempted? And the devil came to him and tried to tempt him to do wrong. And Jesus, God in flesh, he could have banished the devil away. He could have just wheeled him gone. He's God. But instead, he used the word of God to defeat the attack of the devil. By faith, he said, "It is written, it is written, it is written." When he was trying to serve the Lord, you know what? The devil started fighting him. You try and do something for God, I promise you, the devil ain't going to like it a little bit. The more you dedicate yourself to the Lord, the closer you get to God, the more the devil's going to get upset, and the more he'll fight. But by faith, we need to keep on walking. By faith, we need to keep on doing right if the devil does get mad. Talking about he had faith, he believed the Father. Even during times of service, when he was serving the Father. Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you're going to serve the Lord, you better have some faith. If you doubt that, try pastoring for about 3 days. Try being a preacher for about 3 days. Try and teach when you care for about 3 times. Try witnessing when you're burdened. And boy, when it seems like it's a battle, it's a struggle. It's a struggle to get something to preach. It's a struggle to preach. It's a struggle when you don't see what you want to see and the reaction and the results you long for. And the devil says, "Why in the world do you try? Why in the world don't you quit? Why in the world are you just spinning your wheels?" I want to tell you, in those days, we need faith to know that God is working, even though I can't see it. I do know God is working. We need faith like Jesus had. In spite of the devil's attack, he kept serving the Father. Kept doing the Father's will. If we're going to have faith like him, we're going to have to serve God faithfully, trusting God that it's in his hands. This is his ministry. This is his church. That you do for God, that belongs to him. And it's his responsibility. It's up to him. We're in the last days of the last days. We're in the last few minutes of the last days. I'm convinced about that. And there's a hardness that has swept through this country that we have never experienced before. And if you're serving God, you're in the middle of all that hardness and resistance to God's will. And you're trying to teach and preach and witness and sing and do and go, and so little seemed like movement or acceptance. We need faith to say, God, I'm just going to do what I'm supposed to do anyway. I'm just going to do it and let you deal with the results. Oh, I long to see more, and I'm not going to stop praying for more and believing God for more. But if nothing happens, I'm still going to remain true. I'm going to pray for God to give me strength, and I'm going to trust Him to give me the strength I need to keep serving Him. You understand what I'm saying tonight at all? We need faith like Jesus had. Everybody didn't listen to Him. Everybody didn't get saved. Everybody didn't flock to Him. They ran Him out of town more than one time. And even as I mentioned this morning, while there was somebody beside Him dying and headed to hell, He still rejected Him. But Jesus still did what the Father said. He served Him. I'm talking about Jesus believed the Father. He had faith. He had faith during the times of silence, during the times of serving. I believe He had faith during the times of storms. I thought about this when He was in the storm. Hey, a storm so real, so dangerous, so violent that seasoned fishermen were quaking in their sandals, scared to death, begging Him to do something about the storm, and He's asleep on a pillow. You know why? He's trusting the Father. He had faith. He had such faith that in the midst of danger, real danger, life-threatening danger, I'm telling you, His world was coming unglued, and He's asleep. I wish I had faith like that, where it seemed like everything in my world was coming unglued. Nothing to hold on to, nothing to seemingly that makes any sense at all, and no control, nothing I can get a hold of. And still say, it's going to be all right. That's the kind of faith He had. He had faith during the times of storms. In fact, He said to those disciples, why are you so fearful? And He told them why He asked the question and why He made the accusation. How is it you have no faith? He said, if you had faith like me, you could have been sleeping too. Instead of being so torn up, about it. Yeah, I know the storm was real and it was real danger, but hey, my Father's in charge of the storms. I am as safe in that storm as if I'd been laying out there on the shore, laying on a bunch of leaves and relaxing. It was my Father's in charge of the storms. Hey, He put us here. And He's allowed or put you in the storm you're in. And you can rest in Him and trust Him and believe Him when your world seems to be coming unglued. The three Hebrew boys told that old ungodly man, he said, if you put us in the fiery furnace, that's all right with us. But I know one thing. Our God's going to deliver us anyway. If He chooses for us to die in the furnace, hallelujah. But if He delivers us out of the furnace, hallelujah. In the midst of their storm, they believe in God. Oh, for faith like that. To where we say to God and mean it, whatever you want to do to me is okay. I'm going to believe you and trust you. He's a man of faith during his storms. I believe he had faith during those times of silence and serving and storms. I believe he had faith during those times of suffering. On the cross, in agony, more than we could ever explain or understand. The physical pain, the emotional pain, the mental pain, the spiritual pain, the conflict of the cross was such a suffering place. And He said on the cross, while He's suffering, Father, into Thy hands I commend my spirit. The word commend means to present. It is though Jesus is saying to the Father, here my life is, take it. Suffering on the cross, so be it. Forsaken by my disciples, so be it. Hated by many, so be it. Paying a price that I don't owe, so be it. Agony, heartache, trouble, tears, problems, severe, so be it. He is giving it all to the Father, and he is saying, here, it's yours. Whatever you want me to face, I'm trusting you. What a delivering place that would be if we'd get there. Or we'd say, Father, here's my life. It's in your hands. Whatever I need, whatever you want, I am going to believe you. While he's in agony, he says, here it is. Isaiah 50 tells us a little bit about what he's going to say. I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked out the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting, for the Lord God will help me. He says, I gave myself to the smiters. I gave myself to the cross, for my Lord God will help me while I'm going through it. Did you hear that? That's what it says in Hebrews. Despising the shame of now, despising the shame of the cross, despising the pain, means to take it lightly, to endure it faithfully. He says, I give my back to those. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I will not be confounded. Therefore, I have set my face as a flint. Like a flint, I know that I shall not be ashamed. He says, I set my face as a flint. I will go through my suffering without wavering. That's faith. I will endure my problems now faithfully. I will not be ashamed. I will not be disappointed. My Father's going to take care of it. He believed the Father was doing right, even while he hung on the cross. He was a man of faith, even during those times of suffering. I'm going to tell you something. I know it's difficult to hurt. I know your trials are hard at times. I know your tears are real and your hearts are rent. I know the battles are difficult. I know the devil attacks. I know flesh gets the best of us at times. I know it's hard and harsh. I realize that. But while we're in those harsh times, those hard times, those suffering times, we can look on by faith and say, God, you're going to help me now, and you're going to make it good in the end by faith. Trust him to see you through. That's what Jesus did during his times of suffering. He looked on ahead and said, you're going to take care of me then. If you're going to take care of me then, you're going to take care of me now. He knew the Father was doing right. Did you hear me? He knew the Father was doing right even when he hung on the cross. That's faith. Understand what you're going through is not an accident. It is by divine design that you're facing what you're facing. And while you're facing it, when it's the worst, trust your Father to see to the end that he's going to make it better. That it's going to come out better, that there's a good end in sight. Let me close with three simple, quick thoughts. Faith keeps us focused. Why could Jesus sleep on a pillow when the storm's raging? Because he wasn't looking at the storm. He's looking at the Father. And why, when Peter walked on water and then began to sink, did he begin to sink? Because he got his eyes off the Lord and onto the waves and the wind and the storm. Faith keeps us focused. Gets our eyes off the hurt, off the problem, off the difficulty, off the dilemma, off the circumstances, off of what could happen, might happen, may happen, off of what might happen tomorrow, and puts them on him who is in control of it all. Our faith focuses us on him. And when you see him, all of a sudden all that's going on around you just pales in significance. All those big things sure do seem little when you see him. All those impossible things all of a sudden become very possible when you focus on him. Faith focuses us on him who can do all things. And he is right now at work in my life. Our faith keeps us focused. Our faith keeps us fighting. When the devil attacks, it's easy to roll over and play dead. It's easy to give up. It's easy to give in. It's easy to give out. But faith says, I'm going to trust God by his grace. I'm going to trust him. Paul talked about a good fight of faith. A good fight. Some fights I've been in weren't good at all. In fact, I don't know of one. But there are good fights, and the fight of faith is a good fight. Where we stand against the devil by the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of God, and by faith trust God to help us. Faith keeps us fighting. When in yourself you would quit, when in yourself you would give up, when in yourself you see yourself as nothing, weak and worthless, by faith you can keep on fighting. Faith keeps us focused, and faith keeps us fighting, and faith keeps us faithful. Psalmist said in Psalm 56, verse 11, in God hath I put my trust. I'm just going to trust him, and I'm going to keep walking. That's what Jesus did. He just kept trusting the Father. And you know what? It wasn't long. He was back in heaven with all his glory and all his grandeur and all his godness restored completely. Faith will keep you faithful. It'll help you do the right thing when you don't really want to do the right thing. It'll help you do the right thing when the right thing's impossible, because you can trust him for it. It can help you do the right thing and be faithful when everything's falling apart. That's faith. And Jesus had it. I want it. I need it. And I'm asking him for it. I don't maybe know all you're going through. You may be in your cross place. You may feel like you're in a place of agony right now. You may feel like all of hell has attacked you. You know, I say that carefully. But no matter where you're at, you can trust God. And where you're at, you need to trust God to get you through. To help things work out. Help you now and help you later. Let's stand together. Thank you for listening.